for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. In the name of Jesus. You all know it. The Sound of Music. Fräulein Maria, played by Julie Andrews, one of my favorites. Watched it last night. She sings the great Rodgers and Hammerstein's "The Hills Are Alive." The hills are alive. You know that she's by herself at the opening in the beautiful meadow with the mountains in the background. You see that? Do you know that that opening scene was shot in Germany? Germany, not Salzburg in Austria. Just a little bit of a trivia pursuit there for you. It was a private setting in Bavaria, Germany, that was the background of that beautiful, beautiful picture of hills and mountains. Beautiful, wasn't it? Saw it? Even when I liked that they redid it, that's an old movie, but the color version of it still is really good. All right, what does this all have to do with Luke 21, though? Well, Jesus is talking about his coming. He's talking about people fainting with fear and the powers of the heavens being shaken. The hills will be alive, in other words. This kind of alive and the sound of music, though, has to do with singing. But what about Luke 21? Jesus wasn't singing, but the church was, right? Isn't that what the church does today? Sing. And singing is within the order of creation. And Jesus is saying that creation is gonna shake and bake. But faster to the disciples, it seemed then, than Talladega Nights. You know, shake and bake, shake and bake. Come on, you've seen Talladega Nights. Disciples are thinking it's gonna be faster than that. They didn't even know NASCAR at the time. But what's really going on here is Jesus is saying creation needs a retuning. And that retuning project has been going on for a long while now. Even today, creation shakes. Literally, Indonesia was rocked this past week. And things like that happen, have been happening this whole end of the year here, haven't it? This Advent time, we are in an in-between time, in between Christ's first coming and his second. And that is, at least to me, is a lot like Maria and the Von Trapp family. Maria. She's sent from the abbey. She's unsure, unsettled. Her life is disrupted. Just like Luke shows, a world shaken and unsettled. The opposite of the opening of the movie, though, the hills alive with singing, as Maria lifts up her head to them, starts to become the opposite of that celebration. But so it is right now, here, we're all warm and happy and celebrating the birth of Jesus into the world. Especially we sing at Christmas time songs like "Joy to the World." And that's because we're anticipating the hills being alive. The hills are alive. Now go to the shepherds. Remember before Christmas time, talking about hills. No doubt the shepherds in the field felt those hills alive at the Savior's birth when "Glory to God in the highest," they sang when the angels came. Those were some, "The hills are alive." Yet what do we know about both stories? Well, Jesus' whole life was about to get shaken from the manger to the grave. But both show how God's works go through these moments, these movements where everything seems, at times, like it's falling apart. Quickly, we see and we live in a world that is anything but peaceful. There's uncertainty, and especially when there's children involved. Even worse, right, when there's children involved. And the Von Trapp children in the Sound of Music, they're fearful. At first, they're closed off, and then they also grieve when Maria comes. Why? They already ran off countless other Fräuleins. And then they do things like they try to scare her. They put a frog in her pocket. They do not want to get in tune with the changes in their life. And in that way also, sin detunes the world. Now, how does Maria kind of flip that around. The retuning. Well, eventually Maria will have to teach them the do-re-mi. That's what Jesus is aiming for, to retune the world. Advent puts the world back in key. The first Advent did, and let me tell you, the second Advent will as well. But how do you solve a problem like Maria? You put her where the hills are going to come alive again. And she ends up being this steady presence and a song for the children. And the children, in that way, learn to trust again. You see, when fear closes in on us, Christ pulls us back into trust. He is getting ready for singing. And oh, you cannot forget the love story. Just like the Old Testament lesson pointed to. Now, you ever get the Song of Solomon before? I don't think you have. In the whole history of the lectionary, have you ever heard Song of Solomon read? Probably not, because it hasn't been in the second Sunday in Advent since the 16th century. Redeemer's bringing it back. As the bride sang, "Behold, he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, looking through the lattice." Now, what's that like? That's like Liesel and Rolf, right? I am 16, going on 17. And probably that age, 16 going on 17, was the age of Abishag, who is the bride there in Song of Solomon. And then there's Captain Von Trapp, rigid, hardened, trying to control everything after loss. But his heart eventually gets reopened. Maria doesn't force him either. She simply embodies grace until he softens. Jesus comes to soften hardened hearts, not by force, but by his presence. Now, Captain and Maria don't plan love. It happens in the swirl of family and uncertainty. Sound familiar? Even when nations roar, God works quietly, silent night, in households, in hearts, and in simple, ordinary ways. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Oh, what about Edelweiss, you look happy to meet me. Whoo! Jesus is happy to meet us, the captain. As this was in the movie, a tribute to the homeland that the captain sings. Yes, it's all about homeland. When the darkness increases, evil flexes, God is not absent either. He is eager for the new homeland to come. The distress of nations will happen. And the family Von Trapp were on the verge of danger. You know the story. But it was a danger toward a new life. Jesus describes a world shaking with fear and distress. Then he gives a parable about the seasons and what fruits of the season bud, what's about to happen. Now, everybody knows you cannot get a good apple cider unless the apple is in season, right? It's that time. So you can get the best apple cider on the shelves now, but it has to be in season. And they will die again in the wintertime. And that's this big cycle, even in creation. Jesus says here, all that, yes, will pass away. Even Christmas will come and go again. The chaos of the seasons outside this month will return. Maybe you deem this season chaotic as well. But what does Jesus say to all that? Lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Near. That's it. Nearness. It's what kept the Von Trapp family making it to the hills. And then the hills become alive with music again. Now the same God who guided the Von Trapps over the mountains is the one who leads his people through the chaos of this world until the day Christ returns to make the hills truly alive again. Solomon, the Christ-like figure, answers his bride, as does the new and greater Solomon, Jesus. Those words in the wisdom book are his. My beloved speaks to me and says to me, arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The turtle dove is heard in our land. Now the symbol for turtle dove is love, devotion, and faithfulness. And in the biblical context, it's the presence of the Holy Spirit, albeit in the Holy Spirit's own migratory pattern. But he will come, and it is the Holy Spirit who sings here, comes to the bride with Christ on the last day, stands at the altar as his bride comes down the aisle, shaking, maybe sometimes. But that's what redemption looks like, folks. Advent is here to remind you of that. The gift of salvation, where the world's night ends and a new morning dawns. And how do you know? Because Jesus said it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. His words are redemption. His words straighten up heads, and his word makes the hills alive again. In a world that sounds dissonant, Jesus gives hope. He gives the church a melody of hope. And the hills will be alive again when he comes to restore all things. So do not let your heads droop or drag. Christ doesn't come to make us afraid, but he comes to give us a song of all songs. That, as Paul wrote in our epistle, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ came, he went on to say, to show God's truth and in order to confirm his promises. That's why we rejoice. We praise the Lord, the root of Jesse. And even he who arises, the hills are alive again. See, Advent is God once again putting the world back in key. Do, re, mi, fo, sol, la, ti, do. Let that, do, re, mi, be your Advent prayer. As the choir sung, Vinne, Vinne, Emmanuel. Come, come, Lord Jesus. Deliver us from doubts, from fear. Grant us joy and peace. That's the grand finale of freedom, folks. God leading his people upward and upward. So like Maria singing on the hill with freedom, in the face of doom, make room. Make room for the sound of music. Zion's hills are alive with it. And you will see the Son of Man coming with power. And the bride will lift up her head as she sees the groom. As she sees the groom, she does not see doom. She sees the groom. For the hills are alive with the sound of music. And with that, I end like Paul did to the church. Couldn't end it better. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. The hills are alive. In the name of Jesus, amen.